Have you ever wondered if God's watch was broken? Does it seem like he runs late in showing himself ready to help and rescue? Well, you wouldn't be alone in thinking that. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I'm certain that Naomi thought the same thing. Her husband and sons are dead. She is in poverty and she's desperate. She has herself and her daughter-in-law Ruth to care for. So why hasn't God come to her rescue yet? But the reality is that God is always on time, even when we think he's running behind or has completely forgotten about us. Consider Ruth chapter 2, verse 1. Now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. The first thing we notice about this character Boaz is that he is a relative of Naomi's. He's not just a friend, not just an acquaintance or an old high school classmate. He is a relative. And this small detail would have raised the interest and the hopes of the original audience. This might just be a person who could, at the very least, keep Naomi and Ruth from starving to death. He might be able to direct them in the direction of some care or jobs or possibly even husbands. But the next description raises our hopes even more. In Jewish storytelling, which is the type of literature that we're reading, first-time descriptions of people are very important. And here, we read that Boaz was a worthy man. This description means that he was a man of wealth and a man of rich integrity. So we're dealing with a man who has means and who is also rich in integrity. So now we have ourselves a story. We have a little bit of reason to get our hopes up. Obviously, Boaz is going to have a role in this whole drama. He is of Elimelech's clan. He is a man of integrity and a man of wealth, which is exactly what Naomi needs. And this reminds me of something I once heard Pastor H.B. Charles say. He said that God always shows up on time. It might be before the crisis, like with Noah. He may show up in the middle of the crisis, like with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, or he may show up when we think the crisis is over, like with Mary and Martha and their dead brother Lazarus. But God always shows up on time. Don't forget that God is an on-time God, even when it seems like he's running late. He's simply setting the stage for his goodness to be seen. As you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Samba Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.